Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm guessing you're all tucked in, maybe with a cup of herbal tea warming your hands, ready for some serious relaxation. Tonight, we're diving deep into something super important, embracing your emotions as the night rolls in. Ever notice how those feelings can seem to intensify as you wind down? That's totally normal, and honestly, it's an opportunity. Think about it. When the world fades away and your mind isn't bombarded with notifications and to-do lists, that's when those emotions have space to breathe. You know, the good ones, the not-so-good ones, they all want a voice. But often, we try to push them aside, pretend they don't exist. That's like stuffing a bouncy ball under your pillow. It might seem quiet for a while, but eventually it's going to find its way out. So tonight, let's talk about how to actually welcome those emotions in the evening and turn that potential stress into calm. Here are 5 key things to remember. First off, acknowledge them. Don't judge yourself for feeling a certain way. Whether it's frustration, joy, anxiety, or anything else, just say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling this right now." That simple act of recognition takes a lot of the power away from those feelings. Second, let's talk about journaling. This might seem old school, but trust me, getting your thoughts and feelings down on paper can be incredibly liberating. Think of it as an emotional dump, just pour everything out. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let those words flow freely. You can even write a letter to someone you need to work things out with, but remember not to send it unless you truly want to. Sometimes writing it out is enough. Third, mindfulness is your best friend here. Try some deep breathing exercises. Close your eyes and focus on each inhale and exhale. Feel the air filling your lungs, then releasing. This can really help center you and bring your attention back to the present moment. Fourth, create a calming bedtime routine. This doesn't have to be anything fancy. Maybe it's a warm bath with essential oils, reading a good book, no screens, or listening to soothing music. Find what works for you and stick with it. Consistency is key when it comes to creating a relaxing evening ritual. And finally, remember that sleep is vital. When we're well rested, our minds and bodies are better equipped to handle emotions. Aim for 7 minutes, 9 hours of quality sleep each night. It might seem like a simple thing, but trust me, getting enough shut eye can make a world of difference in how you navigate those evening feelings. Think about it. You're working hard all day tackling challenges and navigating relationships. By the time evening rolls around, you've earned some time to simply be with yourself. Imagine coming home after a long day and instead of feeling overwhelmed by emotions, you feel a sense of peace knowing that you have a plan to welcome them in and process them healthily. I bet you've been there. Maybe it was a particularly stressful day and as you were trying to wind down, your mind wouldn't stop racing. You tossed and turned, worrying about things you couldn't control. Or maybe you felt happy, excited even, but that happiness started to feel overwhelming, making it hard to settle in for the night. These experiences are so common, and honestly, they're a reminder that our emotions are powerful. They need space and attention, especially as we transition into bedtime. So tonight, I want you to try something new. Instead of pushing those feelings away, embrace them. Acknowledge them, write them down in a journal, practice some deep breathing exercises, and create a calming evening routine that helps you process what happened during the day. Remember, sleep is essential for our well-being, and giving ourselves permission to feel fully can actually lead to deeper, more restorative rest. Ready to take action? I want you to think about one thing you're feeling right now, no matter how big or small. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that feeling, and then decide what you can do to gently process it before bed. Maybe it's a quick journal entry, a few minutes of mindful breathing, or simply taking a moment to reflect on what's causing those emotions. Keep coming back each night for more Nightly Calm episodes. I'll be here with new tips and insights to help you navigate the world of sleep and well-being. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.